Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Her name's Allie. And across from me, we got the Zen Billy, Mark Zeno, hanging out today.
What the hell is that? I got up early, this early, to be called a weird name?
Dylan hanging out behind the window, playing the ones and twos, man. Hope you guys enjoyed the hometown take. I always do. It's my favorite show on the station. Always the good vibes in the morning, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. I mean, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
And I mean that from my heart. It's the one I listen to every single day.
Me too.
Might be because I'm already here, but
well,
it's still a good
we don't
show.
Have to get into the particulars.
Yeah, that's still all good. A good show. Yeah,
minor details. Minor
still
details.
A good show. The vibes are always high. Yeah, Mark Zeno hanging out for Squid Billy today. And look, guys, I'm just going to be real. It's freezing cold outside, and I got to catch Mark up on this. I now own a different truck than I did 3 weeks ago, and I park on the street now. No parking deck for me. And yeah, I had to bring an extra layer today to make sure that I did not have icicles coming out of my nose on the way in. Now, yeah. Allie did not talk trash to me today like she did yesterday.
I was just about to ask that. Did she have words for you?
Yeah.
Listen,
she didn't. You know, yesterday, Mark, it was raining in like 40.
Yeah.
And she kind of chuckled at me as I walked in with an umbrella and rain jacket. Like, how's that?
What? Why the pivot from the garage?
So I bought the newer version of my old truck. It's the same truck, basically. And it turns out
bigger.
That it's about 3 or 4 inches taller than the old version.
I see. Head clearance is something I've never had a problem
well,
with.
Well, you know, and so it does turn out that size does matter when it comes to trucks going into a parking deck. And I did try it, and it just didn't work. So it's fine. Turns out there's not many
like
people parked out in the street at 5 a.m. when you get here, and you got to make sure you park under a street light. But nonetheless, here we are. So, yes, no, Allie did not talk trash to me when I got here today, but hope you guys are doing better than I was with icicles hanging out my nose.
Yeah, no, I did not talk trash to you this morning. I also did not feel I talked trash to you yesterday. However, everything I say ends with a laugh or a giggle. So I can understand how maybe that seemed a little condescending.
Oh, God bless Grant for that.
Hear that? Yeah, that mic sounds like starting to backpedal a little bit.
I'm hearing
a little backpedaling in Max's voice.
Do you, and I'm assuming you do, so I know the answer to this, but I'm assuming you compliment Grant every now and then. Do you giggle after you do that? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to have to start paying attention to that.
Yeah. You're really handsome. It's like, yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. Thank you for the compliment.
But I love that fit, Grant.
You have a nice shaved head, Grant.
Since joining the show, I've come to realize what a Saint Grant is for marrying me.
Yeah. Touche. Yep. Think about it all the time. Look, it is what it is. But hope you guys are having a good morning. All that to say that.
Zeno, what have you been up to? It's been a minute since you've been in here.
Oh, boy, there's a loaded question. What have I been up to?
Man of many talents, many locations. Mm-hmm. That's what he is.
Man of many talents and master of none. No, listen, it's going through the holidays and getting ready. I went nerd out this year, and I actually have an Excel spreadsheet for all the gifts.
Do you
No,
really?
You don't.
Oh, yeah. I have an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh,
for
I
your
love
gifts.
That.
Yep. So I know. So I saw a friend of mine. She did this. I'm like, yo, I need that. I'm like, I'm at the stage of my life where if I don't write stuff down,
yeah,
I'm losing it. So I'm also pissed off about how much money I've already spent.
Mm. Well, aren't we all?
I am too.
How far through the spreadsheet are you, Mark Zeno?
About 15, 16 lines deep.
How many lines are
I got a lot of nieces and nephews, big Italian family.
I was going to say, bro. I was like, man, I don't even know. I didn't know if that meant like 15 or 16 gifts.
Well, half of it is my kids, right, so that's the first problem.
All right, yeah.
I went all nerd out, and I'm going through it right now as far as that's concerned. But
good for you, man.
We have, what else do I do? I sit there and yell at the TV about games I bet on. That's it.
There you go. Hey, that's not a bad life, man. Not a bad life. I'll talk to you about that in just a second. I lost everything that I had built up this year, this past weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going for it. It's last week of the college football season. No.
Wait a minute. You didn't have Bama minus 6.5?
What did I lose money? Oh, I lost money on Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll get into that later.
Listen, you're an Alabama alum, so I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Because I had a ton on Auburn. And when Kalen DeBoer decided to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Just kick the field goal, man. Why?
Let me tell you right now.
That game was supposed to end 23-20, and I was supposed to. It was the best of both worlds because I wanted Bama to win, and I needed Auburn to cover.
Hey, what about, just beach balls down there. Just beach balls down there. Huge.
Well, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks are back home tonight to take on the Clippers. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Speaking of the Clippers, though, they sent home Chris Paul in the middle of their 5-game road trip. Clippers president Lawrence Frank said in a statement, "We are parting ways with Chris, and he will no longer be with the team. We will work with him on the next step of his career."
Yeah, I thought I saw a car pulling out of the hotel around the corner where those teams usually
stay. Waiting for an Uber.
I saw somebody out there standing on the curb. I was like, man, that kind of looks like CP3.
Goodness.
Yeah, and he headed out. I don't know. Yeah, that's tough.
It's very vague at this point in time. We'll get more details on that. The number one overall player and quarterback in the entire 2026 class, Jared Curtis, he has flipped his commitment from Georgia to Vanderbilt. Boston College is bringing Bill O'Brien back for a third season and are increasing their financial investment in football. And another round of college football playoff rankings came out last night. Ohio State remains on top. Georgia is at 3, and Alabama jumped in front of Notre Dame at number 9.
And just a reminder to everybody, coming up at 8 o'clock today, we will have Rusty Manziel on to talk about signing day and Jared Curtis's flip. He has a really close relationship with Jared Curtis. I can't wait to see what he thinks about that.
He might have a few thoughts about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, it's an interesting flip, isn't it?
It's, to me, it makes sense.
Okay.
If I'm being real, like, he's going to be the highest rated recruit in Vanderbilt history. He's also following the most successful season in Vanderbilt history. Mm-hmm. There's money being thrown around. Diego Pavia has kind of made it a little bit sexy to be the quarterback of Vanderbilt, and he's a Nashville kid. And I think he also understands that there's a little bit of a logjam at Georgia as far as talent goes.
Right. So, you're going to wait 2 years.
Right now, you are literally the dude at Vanderbilt.
By the way.
Ding.
We've seen this before, haven't we? Didn't Dylan Raiola do the same thing? I don't know if he was. I would be out of turn talking about how highly recruited he was. But he flipped from Georgia to go to Nebraska. And
I don't think Dylan Raiola was quite to this level. I know he's a five-star kid.
I'll defer to somebody else.
But you're right. I think that he went to Nebraska understanding that he was immediately the guy. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you also have probably more money to spare on quarterbacks because there's really – you're not Vanderbilt's not at risk of paying any other five-star quarterback to come sign, right? So kind of is what it is in that realm. But, yeah, Rusty at 8 o'clock today is going to be really interesting.
By the way, Georgia Tech in the rankings down at 22. The last set of rankings will be released on December 7th. Those will determine the final 12-team bracket. Is Georgia a lock for a bye?
No.
I don't.
No. Got to win.
I mean, they're not a lock for a bye. I would say it's more likely than not that they get a bye. This all goes back, Zeno, to the 13th data point conversation, right? If you don't believe that Bama can drop out of the rankings, do you really believe that Georgia can drop out of the top 4?
Yes.
What if Texas Tech loses and who else are you going to put in the top 4 other than Bama and Georgia?
I mean, if Georgia falls down, people have to move up, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying if Texas Tech's right behind them and they lose, if Georgia falls down, you're probably gonna move Bama up.
If Texas Tech and Georgia lose, guess what? Oregon and Ole Miss are sliding in at 3 and 4.
You think Ole Miss, as a non-SEC champ, would slide up above Bama.
I think the committee made a mistake by moving A&M down that far.
I agree.
A&M should have moved to five.
I do agree with that.
A&M is literally the fourth best team in the country. Sorry, Georgia fans. Here's a little slice of reality.
Who are you putting at
Georgia's
three,
not the third best team in the nation. They're
who's,
not.
Who's the third?
The third best team in the nation is Texas Tech.
Okay.
If you look at it, if all you right. take your emotion out of it and you actually look at what, like, you know, power rankings.
Texas Tech's a very good team. Texas, and they have not played with their food all year.
No.
They have dealt with business.
Oh, you lost Arizona State.
Here's the first thing. I am not enamored with the loss column like 90% of the public is. I do not care that you have a loss.
Yeah.
I do not care who it's to, because guess what? The same thing happens every year. There's only one or two teams that are undefeated every single year. So
I agree with you.
I'm not going to hang my hat on a loss. I give more credit to wins. I give more credit to wins against top 25. I don't care what happens. I don't care if they're out of the top 25 by the end of the season. When you played them, they were a ranked team. That matters.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. So, and that's been my issue the entire time with Bama being right behind Notre Dame.
A&M has been the most dominant team in the Big 12 all year long, and they have a very good resume. And like you said, when they win big.
Yeah.
And they win by a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's the third best team in the country to me. I think A&M is the fourth best team in the country right now. I still think Alabama's better than Georgia, to be honest with you.
That's tough, man. I think it's going to be a really good game this weekend.
You know what's funny, too? One more thing, Allie, real quick. Here's the funny thing that the committee does, which really drives me nuts. They didn't care about the Florida State loss at all. It didn't affect them because Alabama was number three until they took another loss. Then that's when the Florida State loss came into
That's
ridiculous. Okay, the loss was flushed. It was gone. It didn't matter. Nobody cared.
Well, and I got to follow up by, you think Texas should have more of an argument of being in?
Yes, Texas has a very legitimate case for being the first three
right,
loss
because
team.
Of the Ohio.
I mean, their three losses are to two of their three losses are to top five teams, and they got a win over a top five team.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They lost to Florida. I keep telling people, like, Florida's an interesting linchpin because they played the toughest schedule in the country. They were going to beat somebody. They shouldn't have
beat. They would. 100%.
Like, that's just football. 100%. So,
as a matter of fact, when we were doing our SEC preview, Allie, mm-hmm. I was like, that game, Texas against Florida, is going to be the linchpin of everything that happens this year.
Right.
Like, I think our category was one game that can flip the whole SEC on its head. That mm-hmm. was the one. Mm-hmm. I was like, that game has a lot riding on it.
And by the way,
because that's a talented team that's going to be bad.
Speaking of quarterbacks, that DJ Lagway stinks. He needs to go. He's getting $3 million a year. I've seen enough. Listen, I told you, my girlfriend's a Florida alum. Like, I have seen enough Florida this year. John Summerall needs to dump that like third period French.
What's the is the Tulane kid? I don't know enough about him.
Mensah?
Is he a senior?
You're talking about that's Retzlaff. Mensah went to Duke. He left Tulane.
Yeah, that's right.
Retzlaff. The
Oh yeah, he's out of time then, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say some of these guys are gonna be taking their players.
The BYJU went to Julane. That's his
right. You're right. That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves that stuff, by the way.
I know he does. I was going to say, that would probably sound offensive if somebody didn't understand that he's the one that says that.
He's the one who gave himself that nickname.
Right. I know.
He's like, I like Julian. I'm like, okay.
I love it, man. It's good stuff.
Well, we have only scratched the surface on this, and I do love this little preview we've gotten of the Hard Truths with Mark Zeno show we're going to get today.
Yeah.
Very excited about this.
Aren't we having a moment of Zen later?
I thought that we had moved on from somebody that was in that chair going, you know what my problem is? And yet, here we are. He's right back over there. That's why I call him the Zen Billy.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes! Full circle moment there.
What sort of hillbilly comment is he making? I'm like, I know you.
Well, coming up, we got to close this book on the Falcons-Jets game, finally. Seahawks are coming here. What changes should be made before Sunday? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:22 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We will talk about the Falcons in a moment. But
do we have to?
We can talk about this for a moment because Mike and I got into a heated debate last week as we were heading into Thanksgiving.
Oh, God, yeah.
About traffic and the worst way to get out of Atlanta. Huh. And Mike over here doesn't seem to think there's anything down 75
okay, here's
south.
No. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. She was like, everybody and their mothers on 75 South. You can easily get out anywhere else. And I'm like, whoa. She's like, people heading to Tampa, people headed to Miami, people headed to Disney World. That's why this came up with you. And I was like, you know, I think a lot of people leaving Atlanta are probably flying to those destinations as opposed to, like, if you're going to Chattanooga or Charlotte or Birmingham or, like, Destin 38 area, you're going all different directions. And I was like, really, within driving distance is what I was trying to say. Uh-huh. And Allie just threw me under the bus. I was like, there's really not that much on 75 South, driving distance-wise, that you would be headed towards.
You're probably correct. I would also tell you that I'm the wrong person to ask about this because the calculus in my mind, drive through the toll, even if I don't have it, drive on the shoulder and pay the ticket, no. I don't care.
You don't?
I will drive down the whole entire. I do not care. You pull me over? Fine.
You're then talking to rule followers right
okay,
here.
Okay, my logic is it cost me $250 to drive down there, and I'm totally okay with it.
You're the person you drive by and I go, oh, they're so important.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a question.
No, yeah, she's right.
You know what it is?
What?
I'm an inconsiderate a-hole. Like that's,
exactly. That's what she said.
Yeah. That's what I said in that's a nice way.
That's basically what it is.
Is it like, the New York in you?
I just don't, at this stage of life, I don't have the patience to wait for anything.
Wow, but everybody else should.
What? That's your choice.
Lot,
you're waiting by choice.
No, it's not. It's
by
because that's
choice.
The societal rules and laws put in place by this country.
Okay.
I would hope that a man like you would have more, you know, recognition of the laws put in place by this great government.
I do have recognition of the laws, and I'm willing to acknowledge that if I break them and somebody wants to punish me for it, that I will pay it. Okay.
This is one of the most insane confessions I've ever heard.
Hey, Georgia State Patrol, everybody else listening, yes, I will drive on the shoulder. I don't
care. Shout out to the GSP. You know what I mean?
I don't. You.
Dude,
than,
I went.
Officer, here's my license. Here's my registration. This literally happened. We were on my brother and I, a bunch of us. This is like, you know, a long time ago. We were driving down to the beach one time, and I was sitting in traffic. I was driving on the shoulder, and I got pulled over.
Good.
And four of us in the car.
Dude, that's
and the
awesome.
Cop said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just didn't feel like waiting in traffic. I'm not going to lie to you." He's like, "Okay, don't do it again. Here's your license back."
Oh, I'm so mad.
And you didn't get anything?
No,
I'm so
like,
mad about that.
I'm like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't have the patience to wait.
Shout out to find, you know, look, we've had Brookhaven PD show up at the show before,
mm-hmm.
other counties, things like that.
Agent 78.
Yeah, Agent 78. There you go. I if you're listening right now, please give this man a ticket next time you see him.
Okay. Listen. You know what I pray on? The spirit of the law, okay? The spirit of the law.
I will tell you this. I lived right next to I-85 when it collapsed, like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Lived right off like Druid Hills area.
Yep.
I was in that traffic headed on 400. I was working at Cox Media at the time of Perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl that went around traffic and hit one of the drainage grates. Ooh. And literally took the front bumper off of her car.
Ooh.
Yes.
As it bought, and I was like, let's go.
Karma, baby. 100%.
Let's go.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, my God. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I was like, yes. Yes.
The karmic universe will come and back to you. I totally believe it. 100%. And if it would happen to me, you'd have every right to cheer.
Oh, my God.
And when you said to me, what were you doing? I was like, I was being stupid.
I have to know.
You know, I liked you a minute ago. Well, now we're having issues.
We got to talk about the Falcons, but I have to know, like, when you put in GPS and it gives you a time, your ETA, do you just watch it tick down and you're like, haha?
Oh, I play beat the GPS everywhere I go. God. There is absolutely, I will, when I'm going somewhere, if it says like 6:53, you know, yeah. And it's like, I will be like, I'll be there 6:45.
He's that guy that turns left from the straight lane.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? He's that guy that turns left from the straight lane.
Okay, so here's a traffic test. Ready? You're driving down the road. There is a left-hand turn lane.
Yes.
Okay? And you are the first car there, and the light is green, but cars are coming the other way. Are you behind the white line, or you're in the middle of the intersection?
Middle of the intersection.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way you do it.
Yes, okay. 90% of people
guessing
don't do that.
You know
what I
one.
Do? If the person isn't doing that, I will drive and pull right in front of them and sit.
Don't.
Yes, I will. Sit right in the middle. If you're not going to be in the middle of the intersection,
I don't hate that.
I am going to be.
Here's what I know that you do now is when that left-hand turn lane's backed up, you
cut
just go in the straight lane.
If you wanted to be in that open spot, you would have been there. If you wanted to be in that open spot, you would have been there. I can't.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Allie, you might have to take it the rest of the way.
This
I might have to step out of here.
I swear, I say to Mike at least once a day, like, I wish I was a little bit more like that person, but I'm just not. Like, I wish I
can't.
Could.
My conscience
I can't.
Won't let me do
yeah,
it.
I can't
now,
do
on
it.
That last one, Zeno's cooking with that last one. Being there's nothing wrong with being opportunistic.
Thank you.
There's
Hello.
Nothing wrong. Hold on.
Tell him.
I'm not talking
wrong being
about the zipper technique here. I'm talking about being in the straight lane and turning left because you don't want to wait behind the
No, not doing that.
No, I don't do that. Like, I drive alongside the turn lane, and as soon as I see an opening, I pop right.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
have
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
No. That's
okay.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's opportunity.
No, because you
that's a zipper technique.
You want to know what happened? That's like actually dangerous. A good way to get sideswiped when you do that, right?
Yeah. Because
some people don't know how to.
Allie
turn.
Allie almost hit me like that not too long.
Some people
ago.
Don't know how to turn and stay
Holy
in their actual
straight.
Turning angle, so they ride out a little bit farther.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's an accident waiting to happen. That is 100% your fault.
So
and
was riding on the shoulder of the highway.
No, that's fine. There's grass there.
It's unbelievable. Not even this in the guy. Road anymore. All right. Well, speaking of opportunities, the Falcons have an opportunity this weekend against the Seahawks.
They do
yes,
what?
They do.
So today is the day, though, we got to close the door on that Falcons-Jets game. Just look forward to Sunday against the Seahawks. We know the issues with special teams. What kind of changes, if you're Raheem Morris today, what kind of changes are you making going into Sunday?
Is Jamal Agnew your returner?
Yeah, how about let's start there. You know, you guys know my hatred for kickers, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm well aware.
Punt returners are getting dangerously close to that level.
They're getting up there.
Can
you give me a rating of out of 10 for each one? Is kickers 10 out of 10?
Kickers is 50 out of 10.
Okay. The where is the punt returner?
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
It's,
is it just Jamal Agnew? Or is
no,
it all
it's
returners?
All of them. This maniacal. When did we stop standing at the 10-yard line, and when the ball goes over our head, we let it go?
I will say this much. It is now the 8.
Yeah,
I do know that.
Why? What do you need 2 yards for?
Dave asked Raheem about that after the game, and Raheem was just like, it was done. He shouldn't have done it. I don't know why he's doing that.
I asked him about it on Monday. He said the same thing. He shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it.
The hero ball that punt returners play is maniacal.
The problem with the fact that Jamal Agnew is the one that did that, and I brought this up, is as much as we lack depth in the wide receiver core, all he does is return. You can't just be a returner and make those kind of mistakes.
Right. If you're just a returner, it better be a 99%. Catch.
I completely
don't fumble
agree.
The ball rate.
Completely agree. So that's where I'd start out.
Here's
to answer your question. I would start with a different returner this week.
The other part is that, like, guys, optically, this is such a mess. Like, you can't dump your wide receivers coach for performance and then go 13 weeks.
I don't believe
it
was
this. Well,
I don't believe it.
That's what they told us.
Yeah, I know what they're.
Okay.
You believe everything they say?
Well, I've been around here long enough to say no.
Yeah,
but you can't do that and then allow the performance of the special teams to be where it is and not hold anybody accountable. And that's a real issue. And, you know, for an organization that at times has been accused of being overly loyal and too loyal to a fault, this feels, I can't say with any certainty because I don't have all the inner workings, but it feels it's a little bit like that. Here's the other problem, guys. That all these little microcosms, all these little micro things okay, that keep coming up bring you back to the higher level organizational flaws that are there, and that's what's frustrating for the fan base, right?
For sure. And I think the problem for a lot of fans, including myself, is it feels like there is a lack of vision. And I know we're going to get in this conversation as we move throughout the show, but it does feel like there is a lack of vision, like a linear thought process from the top down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that that's one of the things that has been exposed this year. And I think you're right. I think he's talked about holding people accountable. I think he has held people accountable that he's allowed to hold accountable. I think that Ike Hilliard's one of those people. I think Ray McLeod's one of those people. I don't think for one minute that he didn't have a good reason to fire Ike Hilliard. And I don't think it was performance-based. I've been around enough locker rooms to know that doesn't happen in week three.
There's some personality flaws there that have been grinding for a while.
And I think it had a lot to do with Ray and probably some boiling tensions from other situations.
Right.
Now, he's not going to come out and say that.
No.
And people are like, why wouldn't he tell the truth? There's probably some kind of legal liability in there. You know what I mean? You have to fire him for performance.
You don't bring, you know this, Mike, you don't bring inside locker room stuff out to the media.
100%.
That's a sacred ground. When you start doing that, you're especially when you're the coach. Players want to do that. Air something. It's a different conversation.
And you've seen Ray start to do that.
You know that. Do the coach or the GM ever walk into the locker room? Almost never. They don't belong in that room.
They don't.
So if the players bring that stuff out, it's okay.
In the 5 years I was with the Falcons, I bet I saw Thomas Dimitroff walk through the locker room once.
Yeah. They just don't go there. There's no reason for them to be there. Players don't want them there. That's their turf, their territory. So, you know, if players are going to bring stuff out from that, it's almost they can hold each other accountable in that room, but coaches can't bring that stuff out.
I one time was sitting in the locker room. Our whole team was sitting in the locker room before like a Saturday walkthrough, and I won't say his name, but an NFL insider that works for a major media outlet walked in the locker room because he was friends with one of our celebrity players, and everybody in the locker room walked out. Like every single person walked out.
That'll send you a message.
You either went, like half of them went to the dining hall, half of them went out on the field, half of them went to meeting rooms. Like every single one of them walked out, and of course that guy didn't realize what was going on, but it was like, okay, every conversation in here just stopped. You're not going to be able to speak freely with people like that in the locker room, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it should be.
Speaking of walking out, what's the attendance going to be like this weekend?
How many tickets did Mike McDonald get requests for?
Do you believe that matters to this organization?
Yeah, 100%. No, absolutely. I don't believe. I
genuinely don't think it does, and I'll tell you why. Because I've seen this repeatedly for 11 years since I've been here.
What do you mean?
Stadium's never full.
So you don't think it matters to the organization, or you don't think it matters to the fans?
No. I don't think it matters to the organization as much as fans think it do.
Why?
Because it's one, tickets already paid for.
I think what I have a problem with, I think you're trying to insinuate, is you don't think the Falcons are trying to win games.
No. That's okay. What I'm saying. No. I'm not saying that at all.
I was going to say, I mean, if that's what you're trying to tell me, I'm like, okay, miss me with that.
So if the fans want to voice some sort of protest, the only way they can do it is with their wallet and not show up to the game and everything else, is what I'm saying. How many people are going to be in the – I don't think it matters to the organization wholly that people aren't going to show up this weekend if they decide not to.
I would love to look at the attendance throughout this season.
But I don't think it's we had the same problem at the Georgia Dome. It's not, to me, it's not a PSL thing.
No, it's not. My point is,
but why don't you think it matters? Because that, to me, I think what you're saying is they don't care about winning, which they absolutely do.
No, they do. I'm more talking about it from the fans' angle who would try to stage some sort of protest.
So what more do you think the team can do to get people to come?
You have to win games.
Exactly. That's what my point is. Like, you're trying to tell me they're not trying to win?
No, they are trying to win.
Okay. I think they do care. I think they've done everything they can to win. My point is,
I think to a certain extent it's a little silly to try and stage a walkout or...
I agree.
Like, that whole don't show up
thing.
This
just doesn't happen with blue blood NFL teams.
It's not even that. It's the business model doesn't... all. The tickets are already paid for.
That's what I'm saying.
Paid for.
But that's why I said it's not a PSL thing to me either. This happened when I was here. It's not telling
anybody in the organization, hey, things are bad right now. I'm sure they're aware of that.
Yeah. I think they've gathered that. Even when we were 10-11 win team, we still had struggles against the Blue Bloods.
Right. So I don't know that that moves the needle the way certain fans think it will.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's 7 this morning. We are going to talk about the future of the Falcons and what we see happening. But this Friday, I want you to join us, the morning shift at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna, for a special broadcast. You can come on in, pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to us. We're going to be doing the show from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix Highland Station in Smyrna. We will all drive there very safely and follow the laws. Coming up, the latest college football playoff rankings are out. A lot of questions surrounding that we got to cover. And we've got my Mac drop. Guys, we found the next Mark Zeno. He's not afraid to ask the tough questions.
Wow.
I got to play this audio for you.
Wait a minute. I didn't realize I was the first Mark Zeno.
I've got to play this audio for you. It had people rolling yesterday. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno in for Bo today. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Guys, Crumble Cookie 1. Kalani Sitake is staying with BYU.
There you go. I told you the 50% off code for Crumble Cookie, Kalani.
Did you know about this, Mark?
No.
So the CEO of Crumble Cookie is a BYU donor and decided it was his mission to make sure that Kalani Sitake stayed.
Time to rise up, Crumble Cookie people.
Got everyone to support with all the messages and everything on Twitter.
And she read his tweet yesterday, and I was like, I swear there's going to be like a discount code afterward that says go to our website and enter in a discount code Kalani.
I've never ordered that stuff because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Which part? Once you know, you want more.
Well, I would eat the whole damn box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, what part is dangerous? The delivery driver or the the calories?
Dangerous to me.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
Like, I wouldn't share.
I don't know that anybody orders Crumble Cookie for themselves.
You always send it to somebody
else. You always send Crumble Cookies. It's like ordering flowers for yourself.
Well, but with Crumble Cookie, I think if you're taking it to an office or something, you know you're going to partake.
I mean, that's a good point, but I just don't think anybody's ever like, you know what, man? I'm going to fire up the old app and get some Crumble Cookies delivered to the house. It's not Papa John's, you know? It's Crumble Cookies.
By the way, side note, a lot of people are upset at me at my traffic.
Oh, I know.
They are.
Shout out to the guy, Jesse, that just hit me up on Instagram, and he was like, you should fight him in the studio right now.
Oh, he just tweeted
now.
Me.
Yeah.
He said, can we lock Mark Zeno up and throw away the key?
Yeah.
You know what? Please.
Yeah.
I'd like to be by myself at this
Count me on that bandwagon right now. I've got to cool off a little bit.
But yeah, Kalani Sitake's saying, which is interesting because... BYU is another. They shouldn't be in this conversation for the college football playoff.
Don't think so. Yeah, I mean, they got handled by 10.
They're not good. This is a program now that, you know, repeatedly has found stability inside the Big 12, and I think he's done a wonderful job out there, and, you know, even with a quarterback wearing 47, which should also be illegal.
No, I'm here for it, dude. I'm here for it. Because I don't like my quarterback to be like this little, you know, preppy, you know, kid that thinks he needs to wear number 8. You know what I mean?
What do you mean number 1 through 19?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
just pick one.
No. Like, if he wants to be like,
19
no,
options, pick
if
one.
If I
want
to wear a
one?
Linebacker fullback number, I want to. Then I like that about a guy. You know what I mean? Blue collar football, Mark Zeno.
Yeah, okay.
Surprised you're not signing up for that. You like the pretty boys back there at quarterback that want their little single digit numbers.
There's so few of us.
Yeah.
He'll follow those rules, but not traffic laws.
And just to finish up this conversation, I said yesterday I had a hard time believing a guy at a place like BYU would leave his alma mater.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it. I was like, I'm not connecting the dots. Turns out I don't think he was ever in danger of that happening.
By the way, why hasn't Brent Key gotten an extension yet? What are we waiting on?
It's a good question.
Because that's the guy, if I'm Penn State, that's the guy I'm calling.
Buddy, yeah. I was asked the other day, because all the Kalen DeBoer to Penn State stuff was firing up before the Iron Bowl last week.
Right.
And I was like, if I had my choice of anybody, because Kirby's never leaving, if I had my choice of anybody, I would probably do everything I could to fire up Brent Key.
Hmm.
And Brent Key's from Birmingham, because I love everything that guy's about, man.
I mean, he is a – you want to talk about a football coach, right? Like, that's what you want your football coach to be like.
I agree.
I am – I think the last time I was here, I was arguing with people about, you know, Georgia Tech and why Key hasn't gotten an extension yet, and, you know, whether the Georgia Tech has the funds available to pay him that kind of contract.
Well, if I'm him, I'm going to be real with you. If I'm him, I'm telling them whatever the extension they're about to give me to put it towards Buster Faulkner's contract to make sure he stays around too, because that guy is worth a lot of money.
Here's what I've said repeatedly. You should stop trying to find the next Lane Kiffin. And go find the next Mike Elko if you're looking for a coach.
Yeah.
Because that was the most uninspiring hire. It was the most uninspiring hire there was. And all that dude does really well is coach football.
Yeah.
And he's turned A&M into the one thing that Jimbo Fisher and everybody else never could do is a consistently well-coached football team with good quarterback play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, today is signing day. Currently, Georgia ranks 5th best class in the composite rank. But On3 has them ranked at number 2 with 30 total commits.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for recruiting. And you mentioned the industry composite. I think USC's got a really good class, Notre Dame, Oregon. The SEC kind of blue bloods are at the back end of the top 10 with the composite. The Georgias, the Bamas, the Texas, you know, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, all those teams kind of biting inside the top 12. But nationally, when you look at a lot of the players, it has started to spread around a little bit, whereas I think Georgia and Bama dominated these number one classes for so long in the 2010s. You know, a team like USC, it's just a different time. It's just a different time with them being kind of at the top.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lincoln Riley attracts a lot of talent, right, with good reason. You're probably not going to win a national title with him.
Yeah. And reportedly last week, people were talking about he wanted out. That he might want out at USC.
He's a great recruiter. He's a great football coach. He's a bad in-game manager.
I have never been able to get over when they played, what year was that, 2017 in the Rose Bowl against Georgia. I've never been able to get over afterwards him being like, yeah, turns out those SEC defenses, you know, I think that we'd have fared pretty well against those SEC defenses. And I've never lost sight of that because I was like, dude, shut up. You had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. In a month to prepare for Georgia. I just shut up.
Yeah. And the other part of that, too. I mean, like, the Notre Dame game that USC played, that should have been Notre Dame's elimination game because Notre Dame did not outplay USC in that game at home. They didn't. And Lincoln Riley constantly chased points and made a lot of bad coaching decisions in that game that cost his team the game. But I think when it comes to you guys know better than I would. I'm not the recruiting expert by any stretch.
Well, he's going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, the spreading out of talent overall I think is good for the sport. But the problem is now you're getting so much money involved in this stuff that kids' decisions are being altered by finances, not
for sure.
Football.
Yeah, and it's just a new reality. And of course, the Jared Curtis conversation is going to go on today, and I think that's a massive part of it. You're going to be the focal point. You're going to have – not only the opportunity to start right away, you're going to have most of the money in the quarterback room. You're going to have the endorsement, any endorsement that Vanderbilt could possibly come up with. That's going to be in your back pocket. Rusty Manziel will be here at 8 o'clock. I wonder, Allie, if he's driving on the shoulder.
I don't think so either.
Rusty, give the shoulder a try, baby.
I think he's
just
more
give it a try.
I think it's
kind of liberating.
I think he's more of between the mustard mayonnaise kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like, keep it out there.
We will talk to Rusty at 8 o'clock about Jared Curtis. But each Wednesday night, that is tonight, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If we could go back in time and meet Mark Zeno as a kid.
No, crap.
We could probably find someone very similar to the kid that Andy and Randy met yesterday.
Oh, God, yes.
This is incredible. Shockingly incredible radio that they had yesterday. Andy and Randy did their live broadcast at Choa. It was a Falcons event. So throughout the show, they're having Falcons players come on, talk to them. They're also letting the patients at Choa interview these guys. So you've got Nathan Carter and Lenny Krieg sitting down with Andy and Randy. And then little Davion.
Little Davion, why is that on Long Island?
Little Davion throws them a question. First, you know, softball warms them up, asks them, what time do you go to bed? And Lenny and Nathan answer appropriately. And then he drops this on them.
Why y'all fell off so bad?
Why do we what?
Fall off so bad.
Fall off. In the context of football?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question, man.
Now, David, I want you to, before you answer the question, like, everybody that's listening to us right now is giving you the biggest fist bump.
I don't care.
Everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving it.
No, I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you should, David. You should, all right? You should.
Should I?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't really care. Hit home.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, he was like, I don't care that people like it. And
right,
he's like, you should. Oh, man. That is heavy. You can just see, I can hear Nathan Carter going, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
My jaw
right.
fell off so bad.
Oh. In terms of.
Guys.
You know what the problem, you know what the biggest problem is? You know what the biggest problem for Nathan Carter was? He looked to his left and it was a backup kicker sitting there.
I was good. Bro, that worse than that, Nathan Carter's like, bro, I was inactive last week. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? That's a really good question. I would have loved to have had a chance to return those punts.
Here's the thing, though. It didn't stop there.
Oh, there was more.
Oh, no.
But wait, there's more.
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Oh, my God.
Trade deadline is fast.
It is fast.
Man.
Oh, my God.
As a former Falcon, how do you answer a Choa patient?
You know what I would have said to him? You know what I said to him? Don't you have to go back to bed?
Time
to go take a rest.
And the Choa kids, you know? The Choa kid?
I think it's time.
You're really going to tell him to go back?
I think it's time for his nap.
Wow. You're going to go at the Choa kid.
You have to know Zeno's going to fight Savage with Savage. I mean, come on now.
Listen, if you can dish it out, you better be able to take it.
No, you can't fight Savage with Savage at Choa, bro. I'm sorry.
Mark Zeno will.
Let's just stop right there.
I'll be like, nurse,
you can talk that talk all you want to, but put yourself in that setting right now.
Nurse, it's his bedtime.
Poor. And the thing is, like, I can't think of two people who have less to do with the failures of this team than Nathan Carter
and Lenny Krieg. Right, exactly.
Lenny Krieg's like, I just got here.
Lenny Krieg speaks English.
I'm what you call the international pathway player.
Yeah. I'm just learning that you can't drive on the shoulder in America.
I was the one telling everybody where to go in Germany.
This is not the Autobahn.
This is crazy.
And then they had this nice, like, Christmas cheer moment. They're talking about their favorite jingles and all this stuff.
And Davion comes back in firing.
He goes, I got one more. And we don't have this clip, but they got one more from him. And he goes, boy, the excuses for losing. And Randy's just like, we got to go to break.
Yeah.
We gotta go to break.
Enough. Mikey was like, Spumoni.
Uncle.
Spumoni. How many times did I say Spumoni?
But they did start the next break by talking about how that was Mark Zeno as a kid.
That guy.
How did I get the slam?
Yes, dude.
How did I get the unsolicited slander?
There's nobody on the station. There's three people on the station that catch strays on a daily basis. Bo, Zeno, and Abe.
Yes.
All three of them.
Why do I catch strays?
Because you just said you don't care. You're unapologetic, man. So
like, you just said you would tell a kid to go back to bed.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah, but why?
That's why you catch straight.
On the heels of driving on the shoulder on your way to Choa. You know what I mean? You're like, I got to be at Choa.
I'm running behind. Thing. I got to be at Choa.
Got to go interview Davion.
And guess where I parked, too? Handicap spot.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And that's why you catch straight.
No, hold on. No BS. I had to go to an event for my kids.
No, please tell me you did not park at the handicap spot at Choa.
Not at Choa.
Oh, okay.
I parked at a handicap spot last night, though. My kids had.
Dude, what are you doing?
I can hear the tweets coming in right now.
I wish that our tweets on our phone
you don't understand.
Slot machine.
We were
jingle.
At the Smyrna tree lighting ceremony. My kids had a chorus concert, right? And like, there was way too many cars for the area. Way too, because three different elementary schools were performing, and just cars everywhere. So I had to fracture the occasional traffic law to get to where I was going. And then there was no spots. I just put the car in park and said, I got to go.
It's like low parking in the women's champion spot at his golf course.
Right.
That kid did remind me of, have y'all ever seen the one that went viral last year, 2 years ago, maybe longer than that, where they're doing a math problem? That's what he sounded like. They're like, math. They're like, James has two nickels and a quarter and
Jayden
one penny.
Jayden broke. My kids love that video. Dude. He got $1, $2, $2.
Jayden broke. That's what he sounded like.
I think we can all agree on one thing, though. Davion is definitely a future journalist.
Journalist? Regardless, I do want to say thank you to Lenny Krieg and Nathan Carter for handling that like pros.
Yeah,
also
shout
to
out,
the
man.
Falcons for doing what they did for Choa yesterday. They do amazing things at Choa. If you can donate this holiday season, please do. I got to put some goodwill out there.
If I donate, can I tell him to take a nap?
You can not park in handicap.
Lots of colossal debt.
Oh, Davion. Coming up, since we do have Zeno here, we do have some questions about Raheem, and you guys are like besties these days. So we'll talk about that, the future with the Falcons next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.